you and Marlon Moore mended fences yet?
Yeah, I mean, he talked to me right after the play, so I mean, we're good. You know, we're always going to try to push each other to be great.
So yeah, I would assume you've seen the tape of the scrimmage.
Yeah.
How did you feel you? How would you feel you played?
You know, I felt I could have came off the ball a little more aggressive. You know, so there's something I'm going to be working on. But, you know, overall, I did all right.
What are your expectations for Thursday, for yourself personally and then for the defense?
You know, personally, I just want to go out and do my job, you know, and play the way I've been playing. Don't want to change anything up. You know, I don't want to do anything too extra. So, you know, that's the priority, to go out there and do the job. And as far as our team, you know, we just got to play the way we've been competing against each other. You know, just compete out there and, you know, good things will happen.
What do you think it's going to feel like? First NFL, I know it's not a real game, but first NFL game, you know, against another team, being able to prime time?
I mean, it's going to be exciting for sure. You know, every game, every college game that I've had, I've always had, you know, those butterflies. And so it's just something that I deal with. You know, I'm going to go out there, you know, get a feel for, you know, the team, and then, you know, I'm going to play my ball.
Paul Kruger played with Nada, loading Nada. Mm-hmm. What he says, sees of you, you can have that kind of impact on the whole defense. Were you a Nada fan?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Haloti was definitely a guy that, you know, all Polynesians looked up to. He was, you know, he's just that figure. You know, he had the body shape. He had, you know, all the tangibles to be great. And so, you know, I hope that I'm on the right track, you know, just to be where he's at.
You met him recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That was a couple months ago? Or?
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago during the draft process. Got to go hang out with him in Detroit.
And how was that? What, any advice he gave you or anything like that stand out?
You know, really just how humble he was. You know, it kind of, you know, made me feel comfortable because, you know, I've been looking up to him, and to finally meet him in person, and it was like, you know, I've been looking up to the right person, you know, so.
Where were you guys?
Detroit. Yeah. Phil, I mean, he's been great, you know, especially in meeting rooms. I'm sitting right next to him. So, you know, he's always giving me pointers and, you know, just helping me out with my gameplay.
What was the occasion that you were in Detroit? Did you go
there? It was
especially?
The draft process. So, you know, they were recruiting me, and so
I
went out there.
A visit to Lions.
Yeah.
How, what kind of feedback have you been getting from Alex Mack after going against him for a while now?
I haven't really talked to him. You know, I just really try to get the opportunity to go against him because everybody wants to, you know, get a piece of Alex, you know. Everybody wants to get a good look. And so you know, every chance I get, I want to do my best. And, you know, I'm always learning from film.
Are you kind of feeling your way? One scene from late in practice, Weaver was telling you a couple of different times in the same set to slide.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an indication that you're still trying to pick things up?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Coach Weaver, he's always going to have those pointers for me. He's always going to help out. And so just that's just how it's going to be. You know, during the season, he's going to give us some keys, some visual keys to look out for when we go against a certain opponent. And so you just got to listen up for it.
What kind of load can you be if you and Phil are kind of both rotating in the middle, and then can you guys also be on the field together in some formations?
It's honestly what Coach Weaver wants. You know, he'll probably put us out there together at times, but at other times we'll probably rotate. But, you know, he's been doing great. You know, he's coming off his recovery. And so the big thing is just to keep working together and, you know, just keep competing against the offense.
Danny, the stereotype of big nose tackles are kind of quiet guys. But you seem to have a lot of energy. I mean, where do you get that from? Have you always had that personality?
Yeah, I just, I'm always that guy, I guess. You know, I kind of built the mindset my last year in college, you know, to just kind of be different from what I'm used to, kind of be different from the norm. And so, you know, I challenged myself to just come out every day with, you know, positive energy. And so if I got to fake it, or if, you know, I got to, you know, bring it up and, you know, just get everybody hyped up, then I got to do that. And, you know, my teammates, they know what type of guy I am. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, it helps them out and sometimes it doesn't. But I got to, you know, just continue to be on that same track.
What will be the challenge of keeping that physical energy for 20 games?
The challenge will probably be just to make sure I'm taking care of my body off the field. You know, because, you know, the game gets really tough, you know, come week 10. And so it's the guys who can come out and just finish hard.
And what would you do to take care of your body for that long a time?
I mean, there's numerous things that I could do, you know, go get extra work at in the training room, or, you know, go on my own and get into, you know, the ice tub, or, you know, cryotherapy or whatever will help out. Really, it's just making sure you make time to do it.
What would be a big year for you at your position in your mind? Making the team, beyond that, what would be a big year in your mind in your first rookie year?
You know, honestly, just coming out and, you know, being a threat for the defense, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm doing my job and the teammates are doing their job, and we come out and, you know, our opponents just fear us. And so that's a big thing that I want. You know, I want us to be intimidating to other teams. And at the end of the year, we'll see what I'll, you know, be able to accomplish at the end.
Danny, can you talk about, have you been passing out, like, lava skirts? Or what is the deal with that I've been hearing?
Well, I mean, you know, I want to be able to share my culture with the teammate, with my teammates, and so you know, I have my agent sending me some lava's, and so, you know, they just come and go. I guess my teammates just, you know, grab it and leave, and so I got a big order coming, and, you know, I got to help them out, and just it's just really really cool to see that they're open to you know, my culture.
Are they wearing them in there?
Yeah, they wear it, you know, whenever they want, and so it's there for them.
Last week, Dylan Wynn lined up as a fullback in that goal line. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
In college, I mean, I've done it in practice, but never got to execute during the game.
Did they try you here?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm pushing. That's what I'm pushing for. Yeah.
Coach Weaver said that you were out, the first guy out to practice, for at least, I don't know, the first handful of practices in camp. Were you making a point to do that?
No, I mean, you know, I come in to practice. I mean, come into meetings, prepare for practice. You know, I'm halfway dressed, and so, you know, it just gives me extra time. So when I come in, I'm, you know, it's easy for me to put the pads on and just head out. I don't really want to be stuck inside and kind of have my energy die down. So I come out and, you know, be alone for a little and then warm up.
What's the biggest thing you've learned since camp began?
Definitely to just take care of your body, you know, off and on the field.
How does it suit you to be playing in a division?
Two more guys.
It's a tough division. One philosophy, three out of four teams making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to help me become a better player, really. You know, I'm a guy who in college was definitely that run stuffer, and so it's going to challenge me to improve. And so, and that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm looking forward to getting better by the end of the season.